You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions. And my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I almost said I was with FC Tucker.
I know. I think you did this last show. Come on over. I got a place for you.
I know. Well, our guest today is a new guest, not for her company, but for her. We're going to be nice to her because she says she's nervous.
We didn't tell her about the hazing process.
No, we didn't.
Be gentle.
We didn't. Exactly. This is Pam Ward, and she is with Owen County State Bank. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. We're excited. So the bank's been on before. We've had a couple other of your loan officers on before. But why don't you tell us a little bit about the bank, how long it's been around, that kind of stuff to start with. And then we'll talk about what you do for them and what you can do for our listeners.
Okay, great. Owen County State Bank has been servicing Owen County for many, many years. We now have four different branches. We have a branch in Spencer, a branch in Gosport, a branch at King's Crossing on 46, and then a branch at South Walnut.
Yes.
So we are growing.
I was going to say, really, it's Owen Monroe County servicing area.
True.
Well, is it still Owen? It's Owen County State Bank. I was going to say, I wasn't sure if they changed to just Owen State Bank or something like that.
Nope, we're still Owen County State Bank.
Yeah, so they have, and the last branch to be added was the South Branch, right?
Correct.
I was going to say that was a different bank.
Correct, and I believe
it's down by the Dairy Queen
right next door. Not a good thing.
Is that where you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they'll close soon for a little bit, I think.
I know, and it'll be sad.
Yeah. You'll just have to go across the street and get ice cream then.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, that's true.
See?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about what your role is at Owen County State Bank.
I am a mortgage loan originator.
Okay.
And I help clients purchase a home, refinance a home. We also do lot loans, land loans, manufactured housing.
That's a good one.
That's what I was going to say, because you know most lenders don't do that. Yes. So there's a real niche market out there for that for you guys.
It is. And we have a couple of new investors that also do the manufactured home VA and FHA.
Wow.
So that's a new one for us.
You just got a new client,
yes,
I think.
Yes. That's something that all people always want. I mean, you have a nice manufactured home sitting on 5 acres somewhere. And it's hard to find a lender that will loan on it.
It is.
So you guys, that's a great thing, great service that you guys offer.
It is. And we also have great construction products. And we work a lot with Brett Oding at the Home Center, mm-hmm, and do manufactured home.
Right.
Modular homes.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep. Yeah, because there is a difference between a modular home and a manufactured home.
That is true.
Only a realtor would know that.
No, the lenders know that too.
The lenders know
better than we do sometimes. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I know my house was stick built.
Yep. Well, and modular homes are considered stick built homes for financing purposes.
Mm-hmm. Are they?
A manufactured house has a BMV title. Mm-hmm. So, yes. See,
a BMV title. Uh-huh. I would have never thought that, because it can move.
Well, yes, it could, but they're also brought in on axles.
Yeah.
So even if they're put on a permanent foundation and the axles are removed, it's still titled with the BMV. So there's a whole process. So
wow. I actually learned something
all about
today
on how to deal with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm, that is interesting. So what are the products that you have? You talked about all these different types of loans. What if I'm looking for a loan? Do I go through a pre-qual? What do I do? How do I come to you?
You can go through a pre-qualification application, and you can either call me, and we can go through it on the phone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can go online. We have a website, and we have a short application and a long application. And you can just click on it, go through the process. If you want a pre-approval, do the short application.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ready to move forward, do the long application.
So either way, I'm looking for a house, obviously. Before I go to that point of making an offer, I should do the pre-qual.
Yes, most realtors
Ryan's
want.
Also over here nodding.
Yes, most realtors want that letter, that pre-approval letter, in the buyer's hands before they even start showing them houses.
Yep. Okay, and then once I have made that offer, then or I want to make that offer, then I would go ahead and do the long application.
Well, then you would just come back to me and say,
here's my
accepted
pre-qual.
Offer. Mm-hmm. I've made an offer. It's been accepted. And then I'll start the actual application.
Awesome. And tell us a little bit more about that application process with your bank.
Maybe tell what does a buyer need to have in hand for you when they're making their application? What makes the whole process easier and move along faster?
If they can have all of their income docs, and that would be the last 2 years of W-2s, tax returns, 30 days of pay stubs, if I can have at least that to begin the process.
Yep.
And then once they have an accepted offer, I'll ask for a few other items.
Such as
homeowner's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have to get a quote on that. If we need any updated income documentation, divorce decree, anything like that.
That's what I was going to say, child support documents.
Correct. Other income and or outcome.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah, depending on who it is. Yeah, right, income or outcome. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Okay. That made me think about other things that when you said it was like, oh, okay, well, what do you need? Your birth certificate, your social security number? When you were saying that, I was like, no, it's all about income, really.
Yes, it is.
Documented income.
Documented income. And we have a lot of self-employed borrowers, and they have to be self-employed at least 2 years before we can use that income.
That's a good thing to know. If you're going to buy a house, don't start a business the same year.
That's true.
And don't buy a car the same week either.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Once the process begins and we pull your credit, I normally tell the borrowers not to open any other credit. Don't go out and buy furniture.
Credit cards.
No vehicles. Nothing.
No.
And
don't
tell
save
them 10, why.
I was saying, and don't save 10% at some store. At the holiday season either. That's a one that trips people up every time.
Yeah, yes. The holidays are here, and people are going to start asking you to open a credit card and save 20%.
No.
You get an extra 30% off. Yeah. So when you do that, it affects your credit score.
It will trigger an email to us saying that they've opened new credit. So we'll have to call them and ask them, have you? What did you buy? And get all that documentation also. Mm-hmm. And that could also affect their debt-to-income ratios and may scooch them out of being able to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people don't think about those things. They're thinking about saving 20%.
Well, and that's why it's so important to go to someone like Pam in the very beginning so she can explain all this to you and why it's so important. People sometimes still want to wait. Well, I want to wait till I find the right house. Well, don't, because the market's so competitive that you put yourself in a not good position. So go to Pam, let her tell you. And sometimes you think you can, then you find out you have an old medical bill from 3 years ago that hasn't been satisfied or something like that that has to be cleaned up and it has to be documented.
Correct.
So find all that stuff ahead of time.
And if people have dinged up credit, I usually walk them through what they need to do to improve it and how many months it'll take.
Right.
And then they can come back and revisit purchasing a home.
Well, I think sometimes people are surprised. They think they have, dinged up credit, and all of a sudden they go and they're like, whoa, wait a minute. It's been enough time and they've done the right things. And so now they're in a much better position than what they thought to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That's why.
Well, and I love that you can help them if it is dinged up, you can help them and say, this is not impossible. This is what we have to do to get through this. And we will make it so that you can buy this house or another house. Maybe not this house right now, depending on how long it'll take. Like you said, weeks, months to get it fixed and get those paid off. So I think that's really important that you're willing to work with them. It's not just we're not going to give you the loan. It's a let us help you get the loan.
Right. Well, yeah, and I think that part of my job is to educate borrowers the good and the bad and how to make things better for them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of borrowers don't understand credit or how it's used or how it affects them at all.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, the only thing they understand is that they get their item now.
Right.
I'm going to buy it on credit, and I get it now. And sometimes I don't ever have to pay it back is what they think.
Right. Right. That's our
really,
society.
Those bills are not a guideline.
Well, and they're sending the bill.
They're, not, they're not suggesting that you pay them. They're telling you it's due.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
So what you got to do to pay them. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Pam Ward with Owen County State Bank.